The WFP says that nearly one-third of all those it planned to feed in the country will be affected by this move. The worst drought in nearly two decades and ongoing instability has left a significant portion of Somalis reliant on emergency relief for basic survival. 95% of the affected area is southern Somali territory controlled by Al-Shabaab, the exception being the central Somali town of Beledweyne, held by Hizbul Islam, a rebel group loosely partnered with Al-Shabaab. WFP spokesperson Peter Smerdin says that the situation for the organization in these rebel-held areas has been deteriorating for months.
This disruption, this suspension of WFP's work in southern Somalia has been brought about by security threats and unreasonable pressure on our operations.
At specific issue is a list of 11 rules issued by Al-Shabaab in November for all NGOs working in its territory, including a ban against women workers and a demand for $20,000 every 6 months as a security fee. Smerdin says events only went downhill from there.
Then, later in November, Al-Shabaab demanded that WFP stop bringing food into their areas and that our contractors stop working with us and that we remove what food stocks we have in their areas by January 1, 2010.
The statement issued November 25th by the militant group said that the WFP's provision of food rations had been devastating to the agriculture industry in Somalia and has greatly discouraged the Somali people from the agricultural trade. It dictated that all WFP food supplies in the area be bought locally. Not affected by the WFP move will be northern Somalia, most of central Somalia, and the capital city Mogadishu, where alone the aid group supplies 80,000 meals daily. The WFP will also continue operations in the so-called Afgoye Corridor, the most concentrated displaced camp in the world and home to over 500,000 IDPs. The U.S. government, the WFP's biggest donor, has placed strict restrictions on its WFP Somali contributions amid fears that some of the aid was falling into the hands of Al-Shabaab, designated by the U.S. a terrorist organization and considered to have links to Al-Qaeda. The WFP has described the restrictions as effectively breaking the food supply line. Smerdin denied that its suspension of southern Somalia operations was related at all to donor-expressed concerns, saying the action was purely a consequence of the unworkable situation created by the rebels. Al-Shabaab is waging an intense insurgency against the Western-backed Mogadishu government. The official administration is propped up by an African Union peacekeeping force known as AMISOM, which protects roughly 10 blocks of the city encompassing the presidential palace, as well as the air and sea ports. The government has recently announced it is launching a new military offensive against the rebel groups, which control most of southern and some of central Somalia. Alan Boswell for VOA News, Nairobi.